since we've been chatting online, we've talked about all sorts of naughty things that girls want to do together. Curious. Just two women discussing sex and getting around to talking about what it might be like to touch another woman. What it might be like for us if we ever touched. You're so sexy. You describe yourself, and I just so enjoyed this picture that grew in my mind every time we sent another little story to each other. Another little piece of our lives. I sent you rants about how annoying my family is and my home life, and you sent me adorable stories about your family, and we talked about sex lives. And every time we shared, it's obvious that we're actually flirting. And I keep saying to you, I am straight, you know. And you say yes, and I'm straight. And there's still this curiosity about your body and what it would feel like to hold you close. If we hugged, if we met, if we would recognize each other. You know, to be friends, to have a coffee and see each other. And it's a lovely friendship. And it's also a deeper sort of friendship than I've had with another woman, because you talk about how you would like to experience some of the things I've had in my audios, some of the extraordinary moments that I've had on my little journey on GWA. I only meant to be here for a month or two, and I've been more of a woman this last year than I've been my whole life. All sorts of wonderful erotic feelings, adventures, stories. I've always been a bit of a storyteller. I used to tell my younger brothers and sister stories because I was the eldest. I grew up very shy, and my way out of it was to pretend to be someone else sometimes. Pretend I was brave. Pretend I could walk up in front of the class to give my, you know. Presentations and things. Pretend it didn't bother me when boys shouted out as I went past. As a late bloomer, you know, flat chested. Still am. And you listen to all these kind of things I've told you, and you've made me want you. I'd like to know what you like to kiss. I'd like to know if you would let me undress you. If you would let me look at your body, your womanly, beautiful, curvy body, would you let me stroke my hands around your shoulders and walk around you? Would you let me stare into your beautiful eyes and step that's intimate, that step where bodies touch, that step where lips crush together? I want to kiss you, and I'd like to feel you want to kiss me. I want to be naked too and find out how your hands feel gently sliding down my arms and then my hands around your waist and your hands around mine. Pulling each other close. A soft breasts crushing. Pebbles. They're described as sometimes, but those little sweet candy drops of nipples. And I know they'd be hard. And I know my womanhood and your womanhood would be hot, heated. gentle finger, not a rough man's finger. Though they are thicker and stronger, but this time to be touched and feel your fingers slide into my slit as my fingers explore yours too. You like yours soft and smooth and shaved, and I am more natural, more, I mean it's tamed. It's not bare. It certainly would be dripping to be in such a situation, such a new. Oh God. And then we talked about dripping. I had no idea what it was. And at my age, I ought to have a bit more idea. But over the last few months, I learned quite a lot. I made that lovely audio. With that lovely lady poster. Oh, most popular thing I've ever posted. Oh dear, so exciting. Got a bit carried away. And it made me realise I certainly could get carried away with this new brand. You. Would you touch deep inside me? Would you touch me the way you touch your own pussy? Should I touch and show you how I touch myself? Your body would mirror mine, and I know my moans would mirror yours. I get loud, as you know. And I would beg to be allowed to dumb you, to be like a, I can't believe I'm admitting this, but to be like a man with a strap on and lay you down and watch you as I approach, as I climb on you. But I also want to gently kiss every fucking inch of you, turn you, hold you against me, crush my breasts to your back, smack your fucking ass, that beautiful ass, just smack it and touch all those places that only lovers touch. Delicate, unspoken places that make you shiver. Rub, and have you rub it for me until you rub it. Oh, I'd get carried away and call you names. I never swear in everyday life. I practically never swear. I mean, I say bollocks from time to time when I've dropped something on the floor or burnt the dinner, but oh, those terrible words when I'm aroused, that I'd want to call you, that I'd want to abuse you with. Oh, you sexy bitch. You sexy fucking cunt. Oh. You know what's going on as I'm talking to you. You know I want you to turn me around. To make me kneel. To make me come for you. For me to be fucked. For me to be spanked. For me to be kissed and held and cherished. Softly, so softly. Gently. Cradled in your arms, like a baby. Like your baby girl. And you could be my baby girl. And we'd cradle each other. And that's 69. Be like no 69 I've ever experienced. Softness of a woman stroking with her tongue, lapping at each other's wetness. There's just no way, that I could feel like that. I'm straight. How could I come just with a woman stitching me out? Could it? Of you, the warmth of you and your soft body, your body the same as mine, the same. How a sexy bitch making me think these things, these naughty things, these sexy things. Knowing you take spare panties to work just in case we flirt, just the messages where you tell me what your cleavage looks like today. How you want to push your fingers and give me goose pimples. And how you get so excited from a few words. A few crafted words on a page. On a web page, thousands of miles apart from each other. Oh. Thought of all the things you said in messages over the last 5 months. Months and months and months of naughty, naughty things. And there you are, in my head. There you are. In the shower, telling me how the sex with your husband went. So jealous. I am thinking of you. I do think about you. Oh. About you now. Call me, mistress. Call me, your baby girl. Call me to anything. You know. Fucking know. You know how much you want it. And now. The whole fucking world does too. I wanna know. I want to know. I wanna know what it's like to fuck a woman. Not just any woman. I wanna know. Fuck you. You sexy bitch. Oh, I taste you. And lick your fingers. And make you lick mine. And make you press your face. And make you do it. You know what's happening. Oh. You know what's happening to me, don't you? You made it happen. Oh. Every time you tell me, you bite your lip. You would do it, you'd make me come like no man has ever made me come, like no man ever wanted to. You'd make me come. A woman like you. A woman. Oh. use me, like I want to use you. Use me. Beautiful. Oh.